The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You know, honestly, I like seeing people have different exchanges of ideas. I like seeing people talk about things they're conservative about. I like seeing people talk about things that they're liberal about. I like seeing people actually take the time to discuss stuff. Because, you know, it makes the world a lot more, you know, real. No fake stuff, no hyping, no circle jerking and all sorts of crazy stuff. Because, you know, we as people, we all don't grow up in the same area. We grow up in different areas, different timelines, different perspectives. I mean, that is really cool. But the problem with things is nowadays, nobody seems to understand what being moderate or centrist is. Everybody has to always be one side or the other. It's always about what cult you're a part of these days. And I'm pretty damn sick of it. It's time to bring back independent thought. Welcome to the J-Man Show here on
J360 Radio!
Hey, how's it going, J360 Legion? What is happening? Welcome back to the J-Man Show for episode 344, and I am your host, J-Man, of course. And, oh my god, y'all. Wow. I don't know if y'all been paying attention lately, but I have seen so much disarray, and I've seen a whole lot of people complain about stuff that they can either A, not prove, or B, at the same time, there's always some sort of controversy coming from either the gaming, or movies, or the Olympics, or just anything. And then you realize that people are just really disillusioned about things in life. And honestly, you're well within your rights to feel how you want to feel, but once again, I think we're all guilty of oversharing on the internet, and it's showing because more and more that you see is just people just finding ways to show their discourse and allow you and me to feel it. Now, that being said, though, sometimes we as a people, we are so scared of everything. We are so scared of, like, negative reinforcement coming in and trying to ruin what we have or trying to go ahead and mess with our livelihood and all that stuff. I remember, like, when I used to work at the soda company a long time ago, and there was an elder gentleman that was there, too. And he said this to me. He said, well, you know, Jay, the peace that we have, in order to maintain it, we got to go to war down again. Little did I realize that the war would be right out my damn front door. You know what I'm saying? Like, the war at home is always a real pain in the ass to deal with because everybody in their different narratives, everybody in their whole idea of love me for me, but at the same time, forget your problems. It's all about me. All the narcissism, all of the closed-minded talk, all of the ideas of that, guess what, you know, you're supposed to be a part of, like, what we feel like. Any of this crap, like even the manosphere and all this stuff regarding dating and relationships or who's being a simp here or who's libtard over there or who's a conspiracy nut that's voting in the election and all that stuff. It's all so much shit going on. Like if you ever really think about it, like from time to time, it's disgusting. You know, I always say this, I have conservative friends, and I have liberal friends. I have people who are not about voting. I have people who are LGBTQ. I have people out here who, you know, don't want no involvement at all. And once again, we all have found a way to not accept one another. We have all found a way to pretty much try to make each other feel ashamed of ourselves and our choices in this whole damn crazy mix-up of things. Now, life doesn't owe you anything, mind you, but the thing is, though, it would be really cool if everybody would just shut the fuck up once in a while. You know what I'm saying? I said everybody. That's equal opportunity. It doesn't owe you anything. We all are, and it's complicated enough. And then, like I said in the mini bite, then you die. You know what I mean? I don't like how, in the public structure of things, people try to cancel people because they don't agree with you. Like, lots of people don't agree with me. Lots of people have different opinions about where I'm going to end up and all this other stuff. And they have, like, a whole ideal difference than what really happens. Whereas I tell them straight up that, you know, I debunk a lot of that stuff. And in other cases, I also tell them how wrong they are about their place in my life and all. And they have a hard time of understanding that. You see what I'm saying? Like, no, your problems do not take center stage in my life. I see your problem and I'm like, damn, I mean, I wish there was a way I could help you. Maybe if I can give you a little bit of advice here, maybe you could go ahead and fix whatever the issue is. Be it trying to find a job, be it trying to talk to some ladies out here, or trying to talk to some men out here, or whatever, you know? Or like, say, like, maybe change the tire on your car or something like that, or really help you to get where you need to be at, or even help you out with the best place to start a podcast at, you know? But you see, the sad part about it is, there are people out there who are not thankful. There are people out there who don't think my advice is enough. There are people out there who, once again, are so wrapped up in their own stuff, and they love to slap the word complicated on it. How is it complicated when it can be very simple? And we'll dive into that later into the episode, but it's like, here's the thing, right? You know, everything around here, or it seems like all the discourse that's around here, they are small problems connected to a much bigger problem. Like, say, like, if you overspend money, well, here's the thing. Did you ever take a look at your statement and see what the hell you're spending a lot in? Like, if you divide, like, your take-home pay into categories, and you know that bill's coming. Like, some of your reoccurring bills, like, some of the reoccurring bills I have for J360 Productions, you know? If I know that shit's coming, chances are I know I gotta go handle that at the forefront, right? Because, you know, if I don't pay on it, I don't keep that resource, and, you know, we'll never know exactly what goes down, and then that ruins credibility and all that stuff. You know, especially if you are using, like, you know, your business pay and all, or, like, see, some of y'all got loans and stuff like that, you know? What I'm saying is just seeing, like, what the most important thing is. You may not care for it because it is a bill, but you see, the problem with bills are, bills have collections behind them, too. And, you know, like, at the end of the day, you want to take care of that shit. I always look at it, like, from the financial point of view because, hey, well, it is a business, you know. So, you know, and then, like, there comes times where you're living at right now, the cost of where you're living, some people are bound by that. Some people are trying to get out of their holes and stuff, but it just the hole just gets bigger and keeps trying to suck you in. I totally get it. You know what I mean? But you see, sometimes we got to downsize. Sometimes we can't be as lavish as, like, our ego wants us to be. Sometimes we're going to have to do things a little bit different, right? Have you noticed a few things? It just depends on the timing of things and, like, what I can do that's feasible for this moment in time for the year coming in. That's how I'm giving you my example because I got to start with me, you know? Because I am the narrative for me and all that kind of stuff. I don't know what your situation is. I don't know what your living life is. I'm letting you all know that. I mean, like, some of y'all have different point of views on saying, like, it doesn't matter to be a good person anymore, which is weird as fuck to me because you're seeing a lot of the people out here that are going about being negative, trying to be thugs and all that kind of stuff, and they get wrecked for it. You know what I'm saying? Play dumb games, win dumb prizes, fuck around and find out. All that stuff is in sync with each other. And the truth is, there's a lot of good people out here that are not pacifists and are happily letting you fucking know that. Do you see what I'm saying? There are people that are like me out here that do not take kindly to those that try to wreck our livelihood. You know what I'm saying? And I don't care what the situation is. You come from a broken home. I don't give a fuck. You don't have any right to take your problems out there and weigh them on me or anyone else. You see what I'm saying? And it's wild. But, you know, a lot of y'all be doing that stuff because Some of y'all are too terminally online. Let's just face it. Some of y'all that are even physically fit are terminally online. Because if there's one thing where, like, point of views and stuff on Reddit are living in your head rent-free, you've been here too long. You know? Like, I just can't stress it enough. And then you try to justify it against a bunch of strangers. Because I get it. People talk and people go on the edge about anything and they say anything. With, you know, like, you gotta look at that stuff and say, citation needed. Did so-and-so say something? Did point A or point B say something that led to this nonsense? And if it's a no, then it's a fallacy. It's a lie. It's false. You know? We the people sometimes, you know, we worry about all this crap for nothing. Or you're hearing all this stuff about Kamala Harris, and you turn out it's complete bullshit. And then you look over at all the stuff about Trump and everything that he said. I'll be honest with you, that man was catching L's left and right for the longest time when he was in the presidency and stuff. Do you see what I'm saying? But because of the whole incident that did happen and got blown out of proportion to the point where a sticker company will come out and tell you, hey, we're pretty much just profiting off of Donald Trump. We're Trump supporters here, and there's not anything you can do about it. Isn't that a little weird? Because nobody else would care anyway. Like, I thought the biggest thing about being conservative was you didn't want too much government involved in your free enterprise. So that just goes to show, like, they turned their back on that value years ago. You see what I'm saying? Or you got certain people that show up to profit off of people's pain. Like, you've noticed that, like, I think a lot of you longtime J-Man Show fans know this, but there were moments where I said all lives matter. And it's true, I did. Because I wanted people to remember that. Nobody on this plane gets to dictate who lives or who dies unless there's litigation and, you know, the court involved. And then you got to realize this, most people get checked and get ratioed all the time because they don't know how to argue well. Have you noticed, like, a lot of those protesters that were way back in the day and, you know, people didn't want to listen to them anymore because some of the motherfuckers did not know how to argue well? They over there thinking that they got a big stance and they got, like, a big, you know, they got attention. They got attention because, hey, you know, people like the Wall Street Journal. The Wall Street Journal don't cover Wall Street like anything anymore. That's just an artifact title now. They're all involved in the most minimal amount of things. You get what I'm saying? The bare minimum. Some of the most dumbest stuff, like Rolling Stone. Rolling Stone don't cover music like anything. Anytime you got something, a page on Sexy Red, and Sexy Red can't rap for shit, and she damn sure doesn't even look good, and I know that's personal opinion, but that's a fact, and we'll talk about looks and stuff in this episode, but, yeah, that just tells you how far that the bar has fallen, you know what I mean, or like how high up the arc, like how high we are on the whole hierarchy of things around here. The bar is so low these days, man. It is. Or Bod Baby. Not Bob Baby. Bod Barbie. I don't really care because I know she was always the cash me outside girl. But the thing about it is her being in an abusive relationship and she done had this man's baby and she talking about she loves him so much and she's going to stay with him. But all those damn women and men coming out saying, yo, I want to take a shot with you. I want to be with you. You can be with me, girl. Me and the kid will be all, me, you and the kid will be all right. We got this. Or like the women say, you should leave him. This is where, like, you know, once again, because the crowd says something, the crowd has an opinion, it ain't always the best opinion. Now, I'm not saying that she should stay in an abusive relationship. Matter of fact, I'm saying for a lot of y'all out here, don't stay in abusive relationships, but you got to make plans to go. And then when it's time to go, don't look back. Because some of y'all listen to people will tell you this in years to come, a few years later. Hey, how you been? And then you start answering like, I've been well. And then all of a sudden, it's like, you know, you with anybody now? I've changed a lot, girl. I went to counseling and all that stuff. Everything going to be working out, you know? I want to be there more often. And see, because there's a little anchor there and in the form of a kid or whatever, and they already know what button to press, see what I'm saying? So they can get back in that life and stuff. And some of y'all will be crazy enough to listen to that I've changed bullshit and take them back. If they knew your value at the time, they would not have left. They would not have cheated on you. They would not have treated you a certain way. And all this other crap. Do you see what I'm saying? Let alone the little life you brought into this world. And you know, they already have, hopefully they have choices, hopefully they have better role models and all that kind of stuff. Because you know what? Certain people are just not good people. People suck. Sometimes people in your community are not the best people. And then you say, then you got to really think about what you attract and what you bring in from time to time. And I'm using that as an example because most people try to slap on that it's complicated. And then when you go ahead and you speak those things, like I try to speak from the long game. You know what I mean? The big picture about things. But you see, once again, big picture don't matter. Because y'all want those quick and fast results. You want those whole things like where, you know, all this stuff can be wrapped up with duct tape and you hope that it's a tourniquet. It's not. You're still going to be hemorrhaging one way or another. Now you got a little bit of fucking infection in the way. Congratulations on that bullshit. And that also goes for like mass cancellation. Like, have you noticed that like some people, when they try to bring in some rationale, somebody be like, hey, shut up and all that kind of stuff. Because they want to see the drama unfold and all that stuff. Like, there are people that do this crap all the time. You may even know them. They most definitely, they're in your family. And you know what? They're probably in your little friendship circle, too, and stuff. And that also goes with some people that are not really in the crew, but they're just there with the group. It's really sad, but it's very true. All that stuff out here that's going on nowadays, really, really shit sometimes. You know? And mass cancellation comes in when people are always like this. Hey, you know what? Are you a Trump supporter like me? I remember meeting this cool person at one of my event videography gigs. I mean, he was cool and everything. Like, he had his own independent business, had a stake in a comic book store and all that stuff. And I liked talking to him. But what really got fucked up was, is that, you know, as we were talking, he was saying, you know what I mean? Like, you and me, when we were talking, like, you're a right-winger and you don't even know it. I said, excuse you? I said, hold on a minute. I know who I am. 100%. I've dealt with myself for damn near 35 years, because I was 35 at the time. I should definitely know who the fuck I am and who the hell that I attract and all that kind of stuff. You don't ever say, like, you know, you're a right winger and you don't even know. It's like, I know who I am. I know what I'm interested in, and I know, like, what group I support and stuff like that. And I know this is really going to hurt a lot of y'all, but I'm independent. I want somebody who could actually do the fucking job. I mean, Trump had his time, but I'd like to see, like, you know, whether it be a Republican or a Democrat, it wouldn't affect me in the slightest, because I still have to pull myself out of my own damn problem. You see what I'm saying? Like, you think Washington's responsible for, like, me actually working out my finances and stuff? They couldn't give a damn unless it's tax time or like, you know, renewing J360 Productions and all that stuff. They would not give a flying frosty cold fuck about my personal finances. They damn sure wouldn't care about yours. You know? Unless it's tax time, baby. That'd be the only time they care. Or unless you, like, borrowed money from them and you know you have to pay it back. That'd be the only time. Letting you all know exactly how that goes. But yeah, I'm not worried about Washington right now. I am very concerned, though, because there were moments where, like, Planned Parenthood, reproduction resources, and safe sex, all that kind of stuff came under fire there for a little bit, in addition to the repeal of Roe v. Wade. And that's when I was like, well, then why the hell are old senior citizen type people, in addition to real rigid, staunch-ass men out here, trying to tell grown women what to do with their bodies? Do you see what I'm saying? Because we don't live in a safe space. We don't live in, like, any of this stuff. It is real and gritty out there. Do you understand what I'm saying? Sometimes, you know, there are things that go down that make you think that whether Batman or Frank Castle had the right idea. You know? It's weird where we are. And then sometimes it's because, you know, certain neighborhoods have not been cleaned up, have not been maintained. Sure, there's people out there feeding the homeless. There's people out there trying to help people get to where they need to be at. But also there are people out there that do not want the help because they were misinformed about getting certain help. And then there are also people out there who, well, once again, you know, they're too into their lifestyle and they're too into making that choice where they go out there and they hurt people to try to survive and stuff. It's so complicated at that point because there's so many narratives and so many things going on, it becomes static. Some people that want to help turn a blind eye to those that need it because how do they know that they need it? And then all the pathological lying and stuff out that's all over the place. Like, you see it all the time when you look at commentators on YouTube. You know? It's sad. It's just beyond sad right now. And if you work in, like, public service, you really want to help people, but then you got bosses that don't care. And you also got people out there that are so soaked into their own ego and stuff like that. It's like, you know, it's not about your dumb ass. It's about the people out here we're trying to help. You know what I'm saying? Something to get back on their feet and stuff like that. But, you know, there are people out there who found a way to try to beat the system a little bit. Where they, you know, profit off of it and stuff, take advantage of it. What I'm saying is all these things going on right now make it hard. And then the whole thing about housing, for instance, like, there is no reason for any of this shit to be going down about housing, especially like where some of these housing developments, are built at. Have you seen like some of these housing developments? Like, dare I say it, but one of the counties here in Delaware, like, they're just putting them anywhere. And I'm sitting there like, how's this whole area making money if they don't have like people, certain people coming in to buy them? And I'm not using race on this, by the way. Like, you know, some of the average people that actually come up in the world and they are able to buy a home and stuff like that. Like where are the starter homes at? Where is all this other stuff going into? But you see, the thing is, they're not trying to go for us. They're trying to go for older people. Boomer people. People that had their money all locked in and they're like, well, gee, what's wrong with the world these days? Because they kind of fucked it up for us in a way. But not to the point where we can't come out on top and do something about it. But of course, you know, like, if you try to explain, like, how you can come out on top and how you can do something about this, people will sit right there and try to say, like, oh, you know, it's impossible. It can't be done. There's no way. And then the one thing is, you look them in the eye and you say, are you 100% sure about that? Because I don't believe you. And then they got the nerve to get offended with you because you done broke their whole narrative and told them, well, will you say I'm a liar? I'm saying you're just not spreading the truth. I mean, I'm sorry you done went through some shit, but you're not spreading the truth right now. I need to know if that's even a fact right now. How can I get to that next level? How can I go ahead and push myself forward and stuff? And, you know, maybe you could do the same if you educate yourself on the issue. But, you know, how dare you try to say that I'm not informed and all that other stuff? How can you say that I am not, you know, as soon as they start doing that stuff, it's like, you're the one that brought it over here. I mean, what the fuck do you want me to tell you? You brought it over here saying this nonsense and stuff, and then you want me to be upset about it because you want to have misery and company and stuff. Oh, keep in mind, y'all, like, misery attracts company too. Like, you'll see all these people that try to just stay down in the dumps and stuff like that because they know somebody is going to be like, well, hey, you know, let's talk about it. Everybody wants to come in and come together on it, but, you know, that person goes ahead and tells the easily influenced person that, you know, nothing what you say ever works for me. This person's not even going to try. This person's going to dump everybody down so that the one that complains the most will try to have all those people surrounding them. And nobody can call them out on their bullshit because strength in numbers, right? Think about it. Think about how easily influenced all these people are. Like, most of the ones that are on, like, the conservative side that were doing all that stuff. You know, Jews will not replace us, all that bullshit. They were easily misled because they were all united in hate. And, like, all those things that happened at a Trump rally and all that stuff. You mean to tell me, which, by the way, if you actually paid attention to that whole attempt that happened on Trump, did you see, like, all of the security guards and all the gates and all the stuff that's there to protect him? And you mean to tell me that somebody actually managed to get on top of an elevated building to go ahead and line up the shot on him with the local cops in said building? How is that possible? There's just so many questions about that stuff. And then, like, you know, when we go over to, like, the Kamala Harris side about things, you know, everybody wants to talk about her time as a prosecutor and all that kind of stuff. But I've also realized that some people have not dived into the cases that she was a part of. or even talked about like some of the incidences and the people that she was a part of, it would be public record. You know what I mean? Everybody likes to pull out everybody's dirty laundry, but you got to realize what they were into at the time. You know what I'm saying? And then like this, if a prosecutor doesn't do their job, they don't stay in that business for too long without connections and all. Now, I can't 100% say like everything that what Kamala Harris did affects me. No. Because I never lived in California yet. You see what I'm saying? It's a little different when you think about it. But a lot of people like to go on this these weird-ass tangents. And you'll know the ones that have never experienced this stuff because they got the biggest opinions of all. Quite a lot of them do. It's like when I check some people that I know. Like, a lot of y'all know about my conversations with Al from time to time, right? And it seems like I'm really decking him there for a little bit. Because it's like this. I'm going to ask you those questions. You know what I mean? I want to know the proof. I want to see, like, exactly what this is before you go ahead and you announce this shit, and you got all these other people who are pretty much able to go from 0 to 90, not even 60 anymore, y'all. Y'all gave that up years ago. From 0 to 90 on shit all the time. Too much. Everybody wants to get in a fight, but nobody wants to get punched in the face. It's the weirdest shit. You know what I mean? As somebody who's been in a lot of fights and stuff, the point is that I know a lot of y'all can't hold your own because you're quick to grab a gun. You ain't over here trying to be in daily combative natures with anybody. You're over here just trying to be one and done. And it's really, really sad, too, because if it, you know, and I'm not trying to say this as a way of promoting hate, but a lot of y'all do this stuff on the daily. Y'all sit right here and y'all just go too far with the shit. You know? You know, it's like those daily conversations about religion. The thing about religion is you can't really prove it. It's just something that's been traditionally passed down throughout family generations and then some. And, like, you know, the best thing you can know about a church is that church is filled with people that are just like you. And even the person that's up there presiding or giving the sermon, you know, chances are that person could be corrupt one way or another because the building looks like shit, but he comes up in a new Rolls Royce. I mean, but, you know, a lot of that stuff is your tidings that you have paid for and all that stuff. Or he comes in his private jet, but you're riding the coach bus. It's weird. But that happens. You know what I'm saying? That's why sometimes don't be afraid to question your leaders. Don't be afraid to take a look at everything and be like, is this really the right way? Is this really a nuance and stuff like that? And, you know, while you're making life livable, you got to make life livable for yourself. And I know it's easy to ask people for help, and I know it's like, you think your friends got your best interest, but let me just say this, some of them people that you hang around with, they are not your friend. They may not have your best interest. They may not even give a damn about your interests and stuff, but they would love to manipulate and control you if they could. Some of y'all know that. I mean, I could go all day about, like, Anita Sarkeesian and feminists for years. Feminists ruined dating because, like, instead of saying that some men are jerks and some men do not believe in the equality of women and stuff like that, they turned it inwards and said all men don't. And then, like, when some men come up and speak up and say, like, not all men, oh, that really pisses them off because, once again, you're fighting that narrative. Or, like, say, like, any of y'all that are hedonistic and want to be polyamorphous and stuff like that. And then the thing is, you go ahead and you try the lifestyle for a little bit, and it don't work for you because you wanted monogamy. You didn't want polygamy. You see what I'm saying? Because polygamy means, oh yeah, I can go and have sex with whomever I want to and be in them open relationships and stuff. But when I start treating somebody a little bit better than you are, probably because of your shit-ass attitude or you're not around as much and stuff, then you start feeling a certain way, don't you? You know what I'm saying? But you're not open to that relationship. You're just dealing with it because it's new and it's cool to you. You see what I'm saying? Or like some of y'all try, like, and let's not kid ourselves. Some of y'all try to do the LGBTQ thing. Some of y'all try to do the choice bypass with that. And it doesn't work for you. And then you come right back over here and you talk about like how some people are jerks, right? It's weird as fuck, y'all, but like I said, when I bring this up, it's not getting news and TV time as much as it should, but it's out there and it happens. That's the argument of things. And like people always try to say, like, we should have more gun control. Yeah, we should. Certain people out here are packing, but once again, criminals don't follow laws. Guns are out there in the street anyway. You can easily find one. It's really, really sad where we are. You can find it like you can find fentanyl. Or buy fentanyl. One of the two. It's just, it's so sad where we are as people. And the thing about it is, the best I can do, because, you know, I'm not a superhero. I'm a hero in most respects, but I'm not a superhero. Best thing I can do is inform you, let you know these things, and try to say, like, look, let's think about this a little bit more. And let's try to fix this a little bit better. So we can make life livable for future generations. Well, see, the thing about future generations are, like, even with, like, Gen Z, and Gen Z mad at every damn thing, which at the same time, on one aspect, they may have a good argument, but they have not lived a lot long to even be this angry. I mean, a lot of people are even fooling around with Gen Z right now because of this. Because they're 20. Quite a bit of Gen Z people are now 20 years old, and they're out here in the world, and they're talking about the tool belt generation, and learning trades and all that stuff, which learning trades is not bad. Learning trades and adult education and continuing to improve yourself is not bad. Because the job where you are, it may get faded out in some sort of aspect. And you can go ahead and blame that on AI, or you can blame it on anything. But the real thing is because people have been selling out the businesses and stuff. And they do it for cheaper labor. You know? There's a very significant reason for that, and it's too long for this episode. But what I'm saying is, you should always be in a way of steady improvement, just like I should always be in a way of steady improvement, and anybody else around here. I mean, yeah, we all like to talk about BetterHelp, which, by the way, I don't recommend you signing up for. Okay? I'm letting you all know that right now. The shit is a scam, and you are not going to get the benefits you think you are. I just wish I had the ad stuff that they did, because they're everywhere, man. That's some crazy shit going on. It's kind of like MyPillow back in the day. You couldn't even get away from that guy. Nowadays, you can, but what I'm saying is, though, it's like cancellation static, and it's like selective outrage with everything. Like, as I'm telling you this stuff, will this show get canceled? Nah, it hasn't been canceled in, like, fucking 8 years of it. I don't see it going anywhere, as we're on the road to at least 9 or 10. I'm letting you guys know this stuff because you need to know it. Oh, and by the way, since we're at this point in the show, let me go ahead and say, if you're listening on Red Circle, the ad will be right here.
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Alright. Hey, I gotta make my ducats too. And like I said, I'm not ashamed to make my money. Which, by the way, let us normalize actually having small business growth, alright? Like, here's the thing. If you know certain small businesses that are fledging, or if they could use the donation, or they could use the support, and if you're willing to be about that, help them, okay? Like I said, help them. Don't be as like, oh, you owe me and all that kind of stuff. I'm in awe. Because I've seen a lot of this shit lately. Well, we need more stuff here in Delaware. We need more of this stuff. And then there's people out there in Delaware, right? Like, I had a conversation with an associate of mine not too long ago where there was this building. It was dilapidated. And I was like, yo, I would love to buy that building because it'd be a nice headquarters for J360 and all. And I've also mentioned, like, this would be really cool if, like, the original part of it, like, whatever it was, this is cool. We need more stuff like this around here in this area. And he goes ahead and he says, like, our area would just get a rundown version of it. It would just be a restaurant and all that jazz. And he's right about that. But at the end of the day, I'm looking to build stuff. Not just Delaware, worldwide. I'm looking to build things. I want people involved in stuff like that. You know, and there are people out here that are taking pride in being... it's not going to come out right no matter how I say it, so I'm going to say it. They're taking pride in their failures. You should learn from your failures. You should understand at least you tried. That is what you take pride in. The failure, on the other hand, is like, look. Say you got... I got a media degree. Say you got a business degree. Say you got a marketing degree. Say you got a, you know, musical degree and all. Or say, like, any of those things. If we all have degrees in our respected ways of doing things, then we need to work together so we can make something really, really awesome. You know what I'm saying? That's team building. That should be something incredible. And see, another thing is people don't like being told what to do. I have problems with it. I know. Well, that's why I'm boss. But here's the thing. I listen to people, too. And if I know that something doesn't sound right, I'm going to hold you accountable and check on you for it. That's just life. Unfortunately, there are people that don't want to be held accountable about stuff. And then when things that come out of their mouth and they can't handle it being thrown back at them, whether it be of, you know, negative connotation or not, they fall apart at the seams. And I get it. There's a lot of Karens out here. There's a lot of people out here that, you know, will try their best to take, like, anything simple and make it into a huge problem. I remember dealing with that with some dumb musician I was talking to a long time ago. I mean, like, see, when I had the Hangouts, right? Hangouts was a interview show before Project Conference came. And I had her all set up and ready to go. Like, but, you know, I guess we were talking just to talk, right? And see, the thing is, you know, I mentioned, like, you know, earlier back in the day, you know, I had a little crush on her and stuff, but I also was with my girlfriend at the time. So, you know, there was no way I would even be able to date her because I really enjoyed the girl I had. I was just going ahead and speaking and talking, you know, telling the story about things, talking about jams a little bit. And, you know, made a joke here and there. But the problem is that she took things too far. She thought, like, I really wanted to get with her, wanted to flirt with her, and all that kind of stuff. See, the thing about it is, you're courting people. See, when you get to know people and stuff like that, you're courting them. You're talking to them. It is almost like flirting. But the thing about it is that I had no intention of getting with her. I'm over here speaking my point, which, by the way, all the women I know, here's the thing. Just because I'm nice to you does not mean I want to get with you. Do you get what I'm saying? And she's over there talking about her social media cred and all that other stuff. I'm like, what the hell does social media cred have to do with anything? I'm trying to get an interview set up for January 25th. This took place in, like, what, December 5th? I had plenty of time. But she had to go on her bitch tangent and stuff like that and act like, oh, you know, I didn't feel comfortable and all that kind of stuff. See, which is another damn thing. Everybody in their comfort zone needs to get wrecked. I'll be honest with you. It's not comfortable for me. I mean, I'm not even in the same room with you. What am I supposed to do? Shove my manhood through the computer or something? Hope that the USB gives me the same action? That is so stupid. One way or another, because people have been out here and they ruin a lot for everybody. I mean, all that perverted shit just is just... It's beyond control and redemption these days. I mean, I'm not saying cyber crimes don't happen, but I'm not one of those people. I kept it clean and casual the whole time. But then, you know, she had to go ahead and make it seem like what do you call it? Like, I harassed her, and I never did. And then she had remorse about making the call, which, at the same time, anybody can call and talk to me. Any of y'all can talk to me on this show right now. But the thing is that I saw that stuff, and I was like, don't say nothing to her at all. I didn't say anything, because it's pathetic that somebody would even go this far and do all this reaching to try to get somebody in trouble. And the thing is, I managed to block her ass out of it, because, and then boot her off the show, because I don't have time for people like that. If you talk to people like, I've never shown any pictures of myself, I've never explained any of the wild stuff, or at all, you know what I mean? Unless I'm with a girl and I'm dating her and stuff like that, because she's being wild too. I attract some wild ones. But the thing is this. When somebody is talking to you on that level and we're just having a good time and stuff, which she actually admitted she had a good time, it's even recorded. It's like, I don't fucking get it. You know what I mean? And the people I attract, they usually have a good time talking to me and everything. Like, even those that I don't associate with anymore, they had a great time as we all spoke on, like, different channels and different shows and all that stuff. But I don't understand, like, why people will try to set you up in a way of doing this stuff, because their mind is fucked. You know? And that's why it's so hard to talk to people, regardless what, because you never know if there's a setup coming into play that's trying to make you look bad and all. And I even said this, any of y'all have any of those ulterior motives, believe it or not, I am going to turn the tables on you. I do not have time for that dumb shit. When I noticed that this woman kept going on with this stuff, it's just feminism unchecked. And like some of y'all need to understand this, you cannot be manipulating, you cannot be trying to scam people, and you cannot be trying to doing any of those techniques where you entrap your friends and stuff like that. It ain't gonna work on me. Do you see what I'm saying? It's really, really sad where we are as a people. It's really sad that you have to over-explain yourself before you explain a story and stuff. Like, even while I did that in the episode, you can see it was hard to talk about because one way or another, it's like, it paints me in a bad light when I'm not even in a bad light. It's trying to shame me for doing what I do best. I'm supposed to make connections with people. I'm supposed to talk to people. I'm supposed to be looking for dates. I'm supposed to be going on dates. I'm supposed to be having a lot of fun in my life and making it livable. And whether you're there or not, it doesn't stop me at all. Because there is no sort of criminal activity going on at all. I know what the hell I live in. And it's really a damn shame where we are as a people. Because this just goes to show, like, when people will do this stuff and they'll slap complicated. That is fucking dumb. You know? We the people need to treat each other better. We the people need to understand that a lot of the problems that are going on here are basically from our own fucking egos. And then there's the whole thing where, like, you know what, if some of y'all go into panic mode when the wind hits you a certain way. Like, say, like, if the wind comes from the west instead of the east, y'all start acting a certain way. Or it comes up from the south, or it comes down from the north, you start acting like, oh, there's a big problem here and I can't solve it. That's really, really sad, by the way. Pathetic, even. I can't imagine being a young man growing up in these times when anything and everything is a problem. And then you want to cancel people about it. You don't even want to hear what somebody has to say. You don't want to hear their defense about it. You just want to shoot from the hip and try to keep them pinned down and stuff. Or based off of looks or anything. Which, by the way, if you're having a problem with your looks, there are places you can go to look better. And I'm not talking about surgery. I'm talking about there are places where you can get a makeover and stuff like that, step your game up. Some people could use a little bit of help. I'm not going to knock it. But the sad part about every damn thing is, why is your problem having to be my problem? Why do I have to worry about your whole damn thing, your reputation and stuff? My reputation is already on the line anytime I'm dealing with people. But I don't care because it will protect itself. You know? And it's fucking sad, too, because that lady did make some decent music, but at the end of the damn day, I'm not trying to get with you. I don't even live in your neighborhood. You know? It's just like when, you know, you try to tell somebody that they're cute and all that kind of stuff. A problem with that. Oh, you should go ahead and try to do something better. Like I see this on dating sites all the time. You know, you should go for a little bit more instead of asking me how I'm doing and all. Oh, you want deep conversations, huh? Well, let me just tell you this. I don't know you. How the hell am I supposed to have a deep conversation with you? And I don't know you. I don't know your mindset. I don't know where you are. I don't even know if you're a fucking woman, to be honest with you. Let us just be honest here. This is the internet, bitch. What the hell you think? I gotta protect myself, too? Shit. People don't understand that. Like, you might think you're risking something, but that person over there that's talking to you, chances are they're pretty much risking something too. Which, you know, will spin off into another episode where as I talk about dating and stuff like that again, because people to this day seem to have not graduated remedial school for this. We all need to go back to school as a requirement, you know, when it comes to human relationships and all. But what I'm saying is, though, all this stuff comes down to is because everybody is running around speaking loudly, thinking they're right, when at sometimes they may have a point, but usually they're wrong, and they have a problem with you as a person telling them no. You know, like everybody wants you to change for them, but they are not going to raise one iota to change for you. And that's really fucked up. right? Come on, understand it. And even as I told you guys that story earlier, it's just how sad it is, like, whereas you got to keep distance at all time because there's always some nut out here that thinks that they can try to get you in a gotcha sort of situation when at the same time they can't. You do not have to respond to people that try to pull that kind of stuff around on you. And, like, when it comes to your situation and stuff, make plans, but don't tell anybody your plan of how to get out of that situation. I don't think anybody really needs to know all that stuff unless you're willing to tell us. And then, like, when you tell people, you're at own risk because this is the internet. They're going to take that stuff and try to twist it around on you. It's sad, but, you know, there are people out here that do this stuff. Narcissism is very real. Sad as fuck, man. You know? And as I sit here and tell you this stuff, you know, I cut a lot of toxic people out of my life. I got rid of a lot of people from many, many facades of where I am. And I do not want none of those motherfuckers back. Not at all. I've been doing great. And I'm looking forward to a lot of newer things for the next chapters coming on in. Sometimes I look back on it and I'm like, the quest to even build a production company is as treacherous as it is to make the productions in it. But I'm never going to stop. I got to keep on going as I normally do. And I still need to go ahead and get those Project Conference things together, in addition to, like, you know, some power play stuff. But as we don't end on a sour note, like, I'm just wanting you all to thrive. And I'm wanting you all to be aware of things, be an independent thinker, but understand that there's a big cost at being an independent thinker. And, like, in times of, like, where people are watching comics and stuff, like, well, you know, reading comics or watching, like, animated shows based on comics or whatever and stuff, because this new Batman cartoon came out, and people are really in hives about Penguin's, yeah, allegedly Penguin is a female in the new cartoon, and people are upset about it when it doesn't even take place in the same continuity or whatever. Honestly, it's a cartoon. And you know what? Let people enjoy things. Stop comparing shit to Batman the Animated Series in the 90s. It's been over, and at least we can still watch that show if we don't like the new one. That's all I gotta say about that one, you know? But hey, I gotta get on out of here and all that stuff, though. But I want you guys to really, really pay attention to the world around you. I want you guys to really, like, don't react to shit. Like, get all hyped up about it. Like, really just ask questions, and then you know what? If somebody says something, look it up and see if it's true or not. And if it's not true, just keep the results to yourself and just look at them and say, okay, you know? Because things need to be elaborated on, and you got your citation. See what I'm saying? But all in all, though, you guys take care of yourself. This is J-Man signing off. Peace. Oh, hold on a minute. Yes, Jams 97 is happening this Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern, okay? I almost forgot to mention Jams tonight. I got so wrapped up into this. But I want you all to take care of yourselves now. Gotta go. Bye.